Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Are you a giver? Listen to what 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. One of the things you hear frequently from people, well, all they're concerned about is money. That's absolutely not true, I think, of most any church or organization. It used to concern me that people would think that that's the way I thought, because we have to have money to make this ministry happen, and I thank God for those of you that give on a regular basis to make it happen. You're givers, and I deeply appreciate that. But I hope your giving is always done with great joy. Giving really should make us hilarious for the privilege of investing in the Lord's work. It is a great honor to be used by God. And one of the verses that I think I've shared with you before, but I just feel I should share it with you again, is Luke 16, verse 9. A lot of people don't even know it's in the Bible. Use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. What God's saying there, I think, is I know I can't take it with me. I'm going to leave everything that I have behind. The only thing that I can take to heaven with me is someone else. And maybe you gave to help someone else come to faith in Christ and never meet that person until you get to heaven and they die before you. They're going to be there as a part of the welcoming committee that welcomes you home. Use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Be cheerful about your giving. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.